Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I gotta say that when I say that during the intro, it's really true. if you could see some of the emails and text responses from the shows that I get, it's absolutely amazing how true it is. The reason we say that at the very beginning of the show, because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of our Creator. And that's why we hold to His Word, which is laws are written upon our hearts and our minds, folks. Okay, our hearts and our minds. That the Holy Ghost can bear witness, and that we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. You know, it's absolutely amazing. It really truly is, friends, as to the responses. Even people that you know, even people that you thought knew better. It's interesting how they totally love when you say something that they understand and agree with. But if they don't understand it and they don't have the knowledge of it yet, it's interesting how they'll be the first ones to turn on you, mock you, and scoff you. Because they have no idea what it's like to actually take a stand. And we see it all the time. And I think of this even now that we're speaking. Did you hear about it was a basketball game. Now, this is some time ago. And it's a great parable to what I'm talking about even now. One of the teams won 118 to, I believe, 16 to 16. They beat them by 102 points. And the team that lost was so angry with the team that won, that they had to modify it somehow. So what they came up with is saying, well, let's modify the playing field as well. So what we need to do is to balance it out. So there's no winners and there's no losers. Well, I'm here to tell you, when it comes to spiritual matters, folks, there is no parable to that sort of a parable. And I know that in the carnal men, in the hearts of reprobates, they think that that's how it works, but it's not how it works. We here are going to hold to the Word of God, regardless if you like it or not. It'll be held in line upon line, precept upon precept. Line upon line, and if you don't have any idea as to what it means, don't get mad or don't shoot the messenger until you first fully understand what is being said. Just because you understand it, friends, doesn't mean it's wrong. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. What I know to be true in Christ, where He has borne witness through me, I am going to hold to it, death do us part. And by the grace of God, we're not going to move away from what we know to be true because men are angry, or because men don't understand, or because men want us to, they don't want us to stand so tall in Christ. Well, let me tell you something, friends. In 2 Peter 3:18, it tells us that we're to grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Am I supposed to undo myself because you don't quite get it yet? I mean, Paul said the same thing in the book of Corinthians. I have to speak unto you as babes. Why? Because of the things that you're still partaking with. How many people have one foot in the world and one foot in the church, and they want the best of both worlds? They want their cake and they want to eat it too, metaphorically. And if they can't get what they want on both sides of the fence, then they get angry and they throw a little tantrum, and then they start to name call. Again, folks, we're not playing that game here. And just let it be said, friends, we're not going to, as the Bible tells us that we're supposed to lawfully strive to enter in, we're not going to remove the standard, which is Christ, to appease fallen men. No way. You have it completely backwards. I mean, the military even teaches that. I mean, just because you want to be a SEAL doesn't make you a SEAL. You have to go through the process of becoming that SEAL. And notice in basic training, they break you down to build you up. And I put that up against Isaiah 66, verse 2. Same thing with the Marines. Now, everybody wants the pennant, friends, but they don't want to have to go through the process. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. And what it reminds me of really is the virgins that had the oil and the virgins that didn't have the oil. They got angry with those that had, and they wanted what they had. Well, they didn't take the time to prepare for the oil in which they had. And there comes a point where the Lord either accepts you or rejects you, but that's on you, not on Him. And nor is it going to be on me, because I'm going to be faithful to Him and what it is that I'm called to do and what it is that I'm called to say. Because the Holy Spirit tells us in the book of Micah that the Spirit of the Lord will not be straitened. That means He will not be stopped. He's going to have His way one way or another. And I want to be the man that He uses, if He so chooses. Folks, what we're going to be talking about here in just a couple minutes, David Knight's going to join me. I seen him on a video last week. And he was highlighting the father of the vaccine and how Donald Trump and his narcissism takes full credit. As Donald Trump said, he deserves full credit. Remember, Donald said, I backed it, funded it, and most importantly, sped it through something called Operation Warp Drive. Now, if you haven't seen this, folks, I could spend the whole show just talking about this. But the reason I'm bringing up David Knight is because he has a lot of good things to say, in so many different ways, saying the same things that we have been saying for the last 3 years here. Let's ask him some of the serious questions going on with Donald Trump, his narcissisms, and the experimental jabs. And what I'm also going to ask David, and I'm going to stand in the center of this, but to answer the question of so many people that continuously ask me the question, Bradley, you know, is Alex Jones, because we're on the same network, as a matter of fact, on GCN, we're always number one or number two. We're always fighting for that head, I guess. Go ahead and go to Genesis Communication Networks, and you'll find just exactly what I'm talking about on the gauge even now. But people ask me quite a bit, Bradley, is Alex Jones, is he a plant? And I'm going to ask David Knight those questions for you, not for me, because I'm not a guy that needs to try to put someone else's light out to make mine look brighter. But if you want the truth of the matter, I don't think there's anybody better to ask than David Knight, who used to work with Alex Jones. So we'll get to those questions, and we'll make it in a two-part short series here on two different segments, and we'll do our best to cover everything it is that you may need to ask. By the way, if you're on social media platforms and you want a question proposed to David, I'll be screening that little by little, and I'll do my best to get to your questions, okay? David Knight's going to join us in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to join us on social media platforms, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Lori DeVries. Everyone gets a trophy is exactly the point that I was making. Thank you very much. That's why we need each other right there. Everybody's got their part in the body. Folks, without further ado, I'm going to pull up David Knight from the David Knight Show. And you're probably all going to know who he is. I want you to know why I brought up David. Because I seen this article on Health Impact News on Donald Trump. And there's Photoshop of Donald Trump embracing a syringe with a needle on it where it says, I am the father of the vaccine. I deserve full credit. Remember, I backed it, funded it, and most importantly, sped it through something called Operation Warp Drive, all under my watch. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and pull up David. Welcome to the show, my friend. And I totally appreciate you jumping on with such a short amount of time here, David. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah, we're perfectly hooked up. David, first of all, can you go ahead and give everybody a little bit of a background as to who you are, what your experience has been? And I got to say, first and foremost, again, if I didn't have you, if I didn't have a whole lot of respect for what I've seen and heard from you, we wouldn't have you here. And I'm honored that you are with us today. So if you can give us a little background, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. I've been a small business owner. I'm an engineer by training and always been involved in politics in one way or the other. I've been involved before I went to InfoWars. I was involved as a media fellow for an organization that was fighting the climate change garbage. We tried to get information from Michael Mann, who was the guy that came up with a hockey stick that was used so much by Al Gore in Inconvenient Truth. And he had put out a lot of policy when he was at the University of Virginia. He was involved in the climate gate issues that were connected to the UK. And so we said, well, we'd like to see, now that you publish this, now that you've done this at a public university, and now this has become public policy, we'd like to see your data. And of course, he refused, and it became a lawsuit. So we're involved in a lot of things like that. I also did a lot of political contests, and that's how I wound up as a reporter at InfoWars. I typically was behind the scenes, and I was a lot more comfortable with that. But I got kind of thrown into the front lines of things.
You did.
And I was there at the Bundy Ranch standoff, talking about being on the front lines of things and other things. And then after I did some reporting there for a while, I started guest hosting for Alex when he was gone. And in 2017, I had my own three-hour show every Monday through Friday. And that went for a little over 3 years before he fired me. And we drastically parted ways. You know, so it was I worked for Alex for a little over 8 years.
Oh.
And I guess when the Trump situation came in, and then especially in 2020, there was just nothing in common that we had anymore. But I stayed there because I thought it was important to push back on what was being done.
Amen.
And but at the end of the year, things got really bad with the Stop the Steal stuff and with what Steve Pachinik did with the sting, if you're familiar with that. I guess, when I talk about it, as you pointed out, I'm not somebody who needs to try to put out somebody else's light to make mine look like it's brighter. Whenever I talk about Alex, people get very upset with me because they think that I'm disloyal, that I'm a disgruntled employee. Let me tell you, yeah. I'm not a disgruntled former employee. I'm very happy to be a former employee. I was very disgruntled when I was there, especially the last year.
Amen.
And so, it's the sort of thing where my concern then and now has been that what is happening to people with this vaccine? And I just cannot stand by and be silent about that.
Yeah,
I'm going to stand before God. All these people, nobody's going to do anything to Trump about his vaccine. Nobody's going to do anything to Klaus Schwab in this life. But they're going to stand before God, and I'm going to stand before God. And if I don't tell people what is going on with this, if I see this, then as a watchman on the wall, I don't say anything to anybody about it. Their blood is on my hands.
That's right.
I'm not going to let that happen. And so the thing that got me upset was I had a friend send me a clip that was Alex talking about his latest I'm with Trump, I'm against Trump, I'm with Trump, I'm against. He's done this many times. And so his latest one was to say that he's going to give Trump another month. I think it was at the end of August that he said it. You got till September 23rd, and you're going to have to say that you were not a part of this. I'm going to give you until the 23rd of September. And he'd already said, he called me, he said. And then I missed the call. Then I called and I talked to his people. And then they got back to me and they said, well, Trump said, this is from Alex. Trump said, I don't want to hear about questioning this so-called vaccine again. I call it a so-called vaccine, said Alex.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want to hear about this again from anybody. I think it's good. And that's it. And he says, so Trump last Friday in response to all this said, I believe what I did was good. It's effective vaccine. It works. Now, Alex's response to this is not shame on you. And it's not like he didn't know. He knew the entire time. He knew all of 2020 about this warp speed stuff, just as we'd been talking for years about how this is all going to run through with emergency order, FEMA, and that type of thing. It's all based on an emergency executive order. And so he knew all of that. He knew it very clearly. He also knew what was going on with the Stop the Steal stuff from the very beginning. And I contacted him personally about that. And we talked about that personally, and I knew that he knew it was a lie, and he continued to push this stuff. I could not be silent about it anymore.
Interesting. Let's get to Alex on the second segment, because I've got you for a couple segments here, and I know that there's a lot to cover in a very short amount of time, and obviously you have the gift of gab just like this boy over here does. No, that's okay. This is what talk radio is about. And by the way, I'm looking at the numbers on social media platform just climb right now, because people do have a lot of questions, David, as to what took place there with you and Alex. But before that, can we cover, I got about 3 minutes to cover on the first segment here, Donald Trump and the information that you were spilling out on this Health Impact News article. And actually, it was a video, and I watched it again this morning, where you were just sharing with the people as to how Donald Trump was, in fact, knowing all the well what he was doing every step of the way, even going so far as to follow the Chinese model concerning this whole rollout. What say you concerning that?
Well, you know, we know that there was an executive order September of 2019 where they laid the groundwork for these other executive orders. The person that he had put in at HHS, Alex Czar, who was a former CEO of one of the biggest and best connected big pharmaceutical companies, Eli Lilly, had done his executive order in January. Fauci had said of January 2020, going back to October 2019, Fauci had said when he was asked at the Milken Institute in October 2019, how do we get everybody to take this untested vaccine worldwide without waiting 10 years to go through all these tests that they take? And Fauci said, well, we do it from the inside, we do it with disruption, and we do it iteratively. And prior to that, going back to May of 2019, when you had the push back and forth about the MMR vaccines, and they were trying to mandate it and did mandate it in both New York as well as in California, that you're not going to get an education, even in a private religious school, you're going to take the vaccine, even if it's against your religious beliefs. And when they asked Trump about it, he said, hey, they got to do it. This thing is going around. They really got to do it. He came into office being portrayed by Alex as a vaccine skeptic and saying a lot of things indicating that he was skeptical of vaccines. He even had RFK Jr. in to meet with him.
Yep.
And as RFK Jr. said, you know, I think that he just used that to bid his price up with big pharmaceutical companies to have RFK Jr. in. And yep. Bill Gates has talked about it. Bill Gates has said, yeah, I had a couple of talks with him after he had RFK Jr. in. They made a big contribution to him. And then you wound up with Alex Czar from Eli Lilly, who was running this scam through. It's very clear that they knew exactly what they were doing. And as this thing was rolling out, I had so many people throughout 2020, I said, he's got to stop this. It's not Trump. It's the bad Democrat governors. I said, he's giving them each tens of billions of dollars. He bailed out Newsom, who was bankrupt. He wound up with a massive surplus. If you're doing something that the federal government doesn't like, they pull the money away from you. That's just how it works. Look at what Biden has done to punish people that didn't put trannies in the girls' bathrooms and showers. He pulled their funding. Everybody does that. Everybody knows that. If you keep the money coming, the helicopter cash coming, you agree with what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
I got about 30 seconds, I'm guessing here. But you said that he followed the Chinese model. Can you explain that in about 30 seconds, if possible?
Well, what the Chinese model did, they modeled that they had people falling down the streets. If you remember, there were ceiling people in the rooms. And then they had a massive bot campaign in Italy. But we had 2 weeks' worth of data from Italy showing exactly what we wound up with, that it was people, the average age of the persons who were dying there in Italy was beyond the life expectancy by a couple of years. They had 2.5 comorbidities. And he ignored all of that and went with this Imperial College simulation that Fauci had. Absolute lie, and he doubled down on that throughout the campaign.
Yes, he did. Folks, you got Bradley Dean talking with David Knight right now. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side. And I'm going to ask the next question as to what is the affinity between Trump and Alex Jones? That's what people keep asking. So we'll ask David. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles III is addressing the Scottish Parliament for the first time as the new monarch. He shared his and the late Queen's admiration for the Scottish people, in addition to saying his family has found a safe home and haven in the country. Women are more concerned about being exposed to COVID-19 at work than men. That's according to a new Gallup survey. Overall, it found that 33% of Americans are very or moderately concerned about catching the virus while at work. Talks aimed at heading off a major U.S. rail strike may go down to the wire. Two of the nation's largest railroad unions are demanding better benefits, including vacation and sick days. The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and the Smart Transportation Division represent around half of all union railroad workers. This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Okay, so folks, if you were paying attention, or if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, I just scrolled for the duration of those last commercial breaks of all of the adverse side effects of these experimental jabs. And it goes on and on and on. I could spend 6 hours highlighting the adverse side effects, from amputations to blindness to brain hemorrhage to blood clots to death. And it goes on. And the audacity of the American people, with the light in which they have, to stand back and act like they have no idea what's going on. And then they're sitting and listening to the bad guys once again. What are they doing, folks? They're setting the narrative once again. So let's bring David Knight back on. David, I don't know if you were paying attention during the last break there, but the crimes that are being covered up right now, to the degree that they're now restaging and fortifying themselves against the people to attack again, and for the American people or people on a global basis to sit back and act like they don't know what's going on, it honestly bewilders me to no end. What say you concerning what's happening in the present?
You know, Bradley, I talked today about 9/11, and I said, you know, we've had two twin crimes. These two criminal acts born together but separated by 20 years. And they really were generated together. You know, you had the Operation Dark Winter, the germ game simulation 2 months before 9/11. The week after, you had the anthrax attack. That was a false flag attack. They said it was Iraq, but it wasn't. That kind of anthrax is only available at two labs, both of them associated with the CIA. But then 2 months after that, using the anthrax attacks and 9/11, they pushed out the Model Health State Emergency Powers Act, right? Had the states enact all the stuff that we suffered from, this, you know, and have been suffering through this pandemic. And they practiced those germ games for another 20 years. And I said, they were practicing doublespeak. And while we sat there looking at 9/11, the public was practicing doublethink. I'm looking at this, but I don't want to ask any questions. Why? Because the authorities say it's this, and you don't want to question them, and you look like a kook if you question this, because everybody believes this, right? And yet, I think we've had far more people already die, I know we have, from the twin jabs than we have from the Twin Towers. Both of them, a horrific situation, but it's going to continue. And it, just as we've seen, people continue to die from the exposure to the dust from cancer and other things, even as Rudy Giuliani pushed them in to clean up stuff without having proper protective equipment, causing a lot of these situations. And so when we look at this, yes, it is a cynical use of people, abuse of people, and it just disgusts me. And when I look at this, and I look at what happened with 9/11 and the lies with that, I look at what happened then with the twin jabs, and the lies associated with that, we've got to expose this regardless of what happens.
Yeah. It's been said that, you know, because we've been accused of conspiracy theorists so often and not realizing that conspiracies are very real throughout the Word of God, we've ran out of theories. We need new ones because all of my old theories have become true. And here we are today. And it's really a sad day. But it's interesting how people are so taken with their favorite sports heroes or their favorite musicians. And the Lord condemns all this. And I'm a preacher first and foremost, so it fits the narrative of Jeremiah 11:13. But it shows you where their hearts are and their minds are, and it really shows you judgment falling upon a nation that refuses to see what it is and what it is for what it is and dealing with the corruption. And I think the great wonder of the age for me, David, is the fact that you have how many people on this planet and how many of them know that the people that are setting the narrative are corrupt. As a matter of fact, it's been said 94% of the people in this country alone don't believe the mainstream media. That is until they set the next narrative, and then they go right along with the next one. To me, how we're going to answer for that on Judgment Day, I have no idea, but I just don't want to be a part of that clan. And so anyways, I guess it is what it is, but you know, what's the saying? You fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I guess the American people are at this point where they're not ashamed of anything.
That's right. Well, you know, a conspiracy is something that is always charged with every crime if there's more than one person involved. They say, well, you know, you guys did X, and I'm charging you with X, and then I'm going to charge you with a conspiracy to do X because you had more than one person involved. Well, I think there's more than one person involved here. And, of course, remember that conspiracy theory was the word that was coined by the FBI to make sure that nobody questioned their theory about the JFK assassination.
Yep.
And so now they use that against anybody who questions any government official narrative. But there really is a conspiracy. There is a satanic conspiracy. You know, it involves the person of Satan and the other people who are joining him in this attack against the human race. And it's nothing less than that. To try to extinguish the human race with population depopulation, as well as control of the population. And all of this stuff was there. It was clear from the very beginning what this was. We had covered this over and over again. The vaccine, the annual vaccine campaign that Fauci would do, trying to get people to do the flu shot, use the same tactics, the same types of twisting of the data, and the same kind of fear tactics to sell something that was ludicrous, because they didn't know what kind of strain of the flu was going to come out. They had these things manufactured way before time. So none of that was true, but this is a radical thing, very radical thing, the mRNA. And the whole thing was set up, you know, with Fauci and Slaoui. They had worked together on pandemics, and that was the response to the 2009 swine flu that was coming out, and they got a lot of people severely injured with that. They blew the whistle on it in Scandinavian countries. You had a lot of children who were injured rapidly enough that they could tie it to the vaccine, wound up with narcolepsy and with catalepsy, which is a thing that you typically see just in fiction where they freeze up and don't move at all. But they would fall asleep, and it was very serious. A lot of them now in their mid to late 20s
have committed suicide. They can't even live a life like that. And yet when you look at the number of injuries that you have with this, it's just beyond belief.
Yeah. David, I have you for 3.5 minutes, and I got to get to this. People ask me. I speak all over the country. I'm in a different state every single month, and I have been for the last 23 years. If I'm not doing a college, I'm doing a high school. If I'm not doing a tea party, I'm doing television, radio, whatever the case might be. We just do our best to facilitate and accommodate any kind of request, because that's our job here, is to seek and save that which is lost. People ask me all the time, is Alex Jones a plant? I mean, I can't tell anybody my suspicions, because that's all they are, suspicions. But for someone that's been working with Alex for 8 years, which I did not know, what would you say to the person that asked you the question, is he a plant? Alex
Jones.
Well,
look at what happened right after the election. 2 days after the election, you had, in 2020, you had Steve Pachinik, a guy who has crafted a lot of narratives, along with Tom Clancy and things like that. He's been involved in Operation Gladio and other things like that, which I don't have time to get into. But he went on InfoWars, not with Alex, but he went on with Owen. And he talked about a sting. He said, 2 days after the election, he said, this was all we knew about this. We created blockchain watermark ballots. It's being tracked with quantum computing. Trump has sent out 20,000 National Guards. The arrests have already begun, and all the rest of this stuff. It was patently false. Every aspect of that was false. It was a lie. And I contacted Alex, and I said, you know that in a couple of days, everybody's going to know nobody's being arrested. But I said, the whole lot of this is a crock. I said, you're putting everybody's going to know this is going to happen so quickly. They're going to know that you're lying to everybody about this. So why are you doing this? And, you know, he refused to pull it back. They got 4 million views, and he continued to have Steve Pachinik on time and time again. When I pushed back against Steve Pachinik publicly, by name, I called him out on social media immediately. I called him out on my show, and on and on. He demanded that I be fired, and I was fired eventually. And so I was told that by Alex's producer, Daria.
Huh.
So, you know, he got me fired for that. That's fine. And then he taunted me. He said, you know, later on, even after Biden had been put in office, he kept saying to Steve Pachinik, so really, is this going to happen? Are they going to pull this back in February? And then he says, well, you know, this is the last time I'm going to have you on if this doesn't come true. Come on, really? And he goes, and if this does come true, you can have David Knight's old job. I don't really care about that. What I care about is that they use this to grift money. They use this to lie people into January the 6th. I opposed that all the way up to the morning of January the 6th, and I told people, I said, do not go. This is a setup. They're going to have agent provocateurs there. They are going to use this to attack conservatives. I said, it's a trap. Do not go. I said that a couple of hours before, but I'd been saying it even while I was still at InfoWars, the weekend that Alex was going around saying, we're going to take out Biden one way or the other out of the White House.
Yeah.
That weekend, when I came back, I told everybody, I said, look, they had an opportunity to try to get electors in these four states where they had a Republican legislature. They didn't do that. I said, it's over. They didn't set up another slate of electors. It's over. That was that Monday. And I called it a grift. I said, this is about nothing other than giving people false hope to raise obscene amounts of money. Trump only used about 4.5% of the money that he collected to contest the election legally. The rest of it went in his pockets and the RNC. He gave $3.5 million to Stop the Steal, which was run by Ali Alexander, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, these people. This is about nothing other than raising money, and they destroyed people's lives, Bradley.
Yeah, and you know, that was one of the things that I'd noticed that you had said the other day on that broadcast that I had witnessed for myself, was that he took $8 million in Bitcoin. Can you explain that?
Okay. Well, that happened.
Can I get you to answer that right on the other side, David? Folks, we're talking to David Knight, taking a hard break here on Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And we are going to pick up, again, where we left off. 1-866-582-9933. If you have any questions or on social media platforms, throw them at me right now and I'll throw them at David. We got them for one more segment. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking with David Knight, and we're asking him some questions that people have been asking me for years. And again, we're not dimming anybody's light, at least on our end. And I know David's not doing that as well. He's just giving you his experience with Alex Jones. People ask all the time, Bradley, is he a shill? Is he a plant? I say, I have my suspicions. And, you know, the Bible tells us clearly that we're to judge men by their fruit. I see the pros and the cons, but it's not really for me to answer in any sense of the word as to what it may be and what it may not be outside of what I know. And David is one that worked with Alex Jones for the last 8 years, and I did not know that up until now. Matter of fact, I talked to David Knight for probably 5 minutes, if that, before the show. And I'm honored to have him here. He's one that tells it like it is. We need more of that. We don't need diplomatic individuals out there compromising. You know what diplomacy is? That's seduction. And another guy said, Ben Franklin, you know what compromise is, Americans? And what is that? That's where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. And what's terrible about all of that, men act as if they're not going to answer for the things that they do in this life on Judgment Day. And that's in Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, and Revelation 21:8. Read those because it's it's appointed, all men wants to die. And after this, the judgment, we're going to bow our knee and confess that Jesus is Lord, and we're going to answer for every idle thought and every idle word. So we're going right to the source, David Knight. David, let's get back to that question again, if you don't mind. I just asked, in proposing the question and kind of sharing my experience where people come up to me, ask me, is Alex Jones a shill? Because I'm on the same network, that's why people approach me with that. And they say, is he a plant? And you were just beginning to tell us, as I asked you concerning the $8 million BitCon that you were sharing with us concerning one of your last broadcasts, and we just tipped into it, and then the commercial came up. Can you go ahead and pick that up from where we left off, my friend?
Yeah, that was reported back in, I think it was April. It was as this Sandy Hook lawsuit thing was going on. It was reported that he got, hey, look, somebody just gave him $1 million, and then it was another contribution. By the end of the month, they had gotten up to $8 million, and I said, where's this coming from? I don't know. I mean, you had Max Kaiser, who years ago gave Alex a laptop publicly on the show. And I said, I've got $10,000 worth of Bitcoin there. Alex had pointedly said last year, he says, I completely lost that laptop. I don't know if he lost that. I don't know if the Bitcoin was coming from him or if it was coming from somebody else. The issue is that, and the reason I brought that up is because Alex has been making a lot of money off of the lawsuit, telling people that he's lost $45 million. That's not the case. He does have a judgment for $4.5 million, but he only has $4.1 million for the compensatory damages. But the punitive damages are limited in Texas to $750,000 per person. That lawsuit had two people involved, so that's $1.5 million. And he knew that. He had three different lawsuits. Two of them he got moved to Texas because Texas has that cap. And both of the lawyers, both Dino Renal as well as the opposition lawyer, I think it's Bankston, both of them admitted that that's there. Bankston said, well, we're going to challenge that law. But he admitted that's the law. And yet the press is telling you it's $45 million, and Alex is making record amounts of money off of this, even more than he made selling the pandemic panic in March of 2020, and he made record amounts of money there as well. That came out in the trial.
Wow.
They had his emails were sent by accident. His lawyer sent his emails by accident to the opposition lawyer and didn't call him back. He had 2 weeks to do it. He didn't do it. And so that was when he had that Perry Mason moment where the opposition lawyer says, Mr. Jones, you said that you didn't have any emails. You said that you didn't have any text messages, but I've got them, the ones that you said you didn't have. And as part of that, they saw that he had made, in some of the days, made nearly $1 million in a day. And he mm-hmm. says, well, we were making record profits. That was March of 2020. And that was when he and Mike Adams were selling the panic about, oh, this is a bioweapon that's been engineered and released by the Chinese. No, what the Chinese were doing was releasing a pattern of behavioral psychology and control and manipulation as a pattern for all these governments to oppress their own people. That was the pattern. That was what was being released. And I said at the time, I said, look, I've covered gain-of-function research in opposition going back to 2014. And so I'm opposed to gain-of-function. I understand the Wuhan Biosafety Level 4 lab, the only one they had in China, was right there where they said this all started the wet market. So I said, I don't believe this jumped from a bat. But I said, look, even if this was deliberately engineered and deliberately released, this response that Trump is doing here is going to hamper our ability to fight something if it's real. And even if it isn't real, it's going to enslave us. And here we are, 912 days later, and we still have this executive order, and these things are being re-upped all the time. Biden just last week re-upped the 9/11 emergency order for the 21st year.
Yep. I pay attention to all of that as well. I mean, you always find the devil in the details, and it's exactly right. They're just, what they're doing is assuming authority that's never been given to them. They call it an executive order, which is null and void, which is really policy undermining the U.S. Constitution, and it's all aimed at stripping the American people of their God-given rights. But the American people, 329.5 million people, have to come to the resolve sooner or later that they're going to have to stand up and fight if they want to remain a free people. As to where we're at today in the present. Now, I want to throw a couple things at you as you're speaking. I'm listening to what you're telling me, and I'm trying to figure out, is because I know that Alex has been on shows before and again asking questions from viewers, okay, where Alex is literally being called out by others during live feeds and social media platforms and television interviews as a shill. And Alex will not answer the question. So what begs the question then is Alex, are you telling me this, David, that Alex is a soldier of fortune? Because I'll tell you, I've been in ministry for 23 years, and I've noticed that Alex Jones came out of the gate at the same exact time I did, and I've been in trouble day after day, week after week, month after month for the last 23 years, not for doing the wrong thing, but the right thing. And I can tell you right now, I do not have a net worth of $270 million. That, to me, is a soldier of fortune. Where is all of that money coming from, and how is he surviving where others are not surviving?
Well, here's what Alex is excellent at. Alex is excellent at sensationalism. He looks at what is trending, and he figures out how he can put something that is very sensational on it, even if he has to make it up. And that's the problem I have. When you add false details to something that is true, first of all, it's a lie. Secondly, it discredits what you're trying to supposedly oppose. You know, if you're trying to oppose a mass shooting and you're trying to stop gun control, and yet you embellish it with false lies, and you refuse to stand by those lies, you have thrown both the First and the Second Amendment under the bus, and you become a liar to do it. But it works. You know, it gets his ability to sensationalize things, to dramatize things, and to add false details to the truth have worked very well to make a lot of money. It's a very effective business model, and that is his business model.
Well, that's crazy money. And I did want to add, during that interview when he was asked if he was a shill, he would not answer the question. He just kept shouting over the top of the question, speaking of a different topic, and I guess in hopes of distracting from the real question. And I guess it is what it is. David, I have 2 minutes left. I know people on our show right now, and I wanted to expose you to our audience. People are saying online right now, I need to start listening to David's show. Please do, folks. That's why we have these other show hosts on as well, because it's a part of the body of Christ, and I believe more than anything. That's exactly right, David. You are a watchman on the wall, and there's very far and few between across the country that are willing to stand up and say what others are willing to stand up and say, because they're too afraid that they're going to lose something, actually not understanding that there's not, you know, when it's all said and done with, there's not a luggage rack on the top of a hearse. They haven't figured that out yet, but we're doing our best to shake them awake. How do people get a hold of you, David? How do they get a hold of you?
They can find the links to my shows at thedavidknightshow.com, where we do a live show 3 hours. I do a live show podcast Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern time to noon. And then we put up there's links to where we put it up on video channels. I've been banned over and over again from YouTube, so we're not there. And not on Facebook, but we'll have links to where you can find the program if you want to listen to it as a podcast or if you want to see it as a video. And then we also will typically cut out several shorter excerpts from the 3-hour show and put them up on the video channels as well. And we just started today, did my first article on Substack. So we'll have that link there pretty soon as well. But thedavidknightshow.com.
Okay, perfect. David, let's do this again. I really enjoyed this time, and I appreciate your willingness again to take a stand. We're very far and few between are actually willing to take that stand. I'm glad to say that I have a brother in arms. I believe you're in Tennessee, and over in Tennessee. So with that said, let's do this again, and I totally appreciate your time. Folks, you got Bradley Dean. Yep, thank you, David. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Subscribe to those pages. Go to SOL Radio Live at the top of the page and join us on social media platforms. All of you people on social media platforms, thank you for checking us out today. Totally appreciate it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.